Hope is one of the most precious things that you and I can ever have. And the flip side of that coin is that when hope evaporates, when your hopes and dreams lie shattered on the floor, well, you know. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There are times in our lives, yours and mine, when we lose hope, when we look to the future and we can't see anything good. And that's just about the worst feeling you could have, hopelessness. So the question is, how do you turn things around? How do you go get for yourself a bright outlook for your future? Well, sometimes, of course, you can. You can decide to end your pity party, as one preacher calls it, and get on with life. And more often than not, just in getting on with things, hope gradually returns. Fair enough. But there are also times when the whole be positive, get on with it thing just doesn't work. And at those times, the good news is that all you have to do is ask God, and the power of the Holy Spirit will cause you to abound in hope. Don't believe me? Here it is. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Abound. What a word. It's a strong word. It means to exceed, to overflow, to have so much hope that you simply can't contain it. Imagine that. Abounding in hope, right in that place of hopelessness where you need it. And not just by thinking positively and getting on with it, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all you have to do is ask. Don't believe me? Try it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. You know, one of the most powerful ways that the Holy Spirit fills us to overflowing with His hope is as He speaks to us through His Word, as He helps us see the world through God's eyes. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.